more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Kate Banda. The headlines. Kasama resident raises concern on how 24-hour economy will work. Trevor Mwinde says the situation at the University of Zambia is unfortunate. Now the news in detail. An elderly citizen in Kasama has raised concern on how the 24-hour economy will work in rural areas where there are no factories or industries. Mr. Kelvin Walia has wondered what people in Kasama will be doing in 24 hours when there are only two shopping malls and one market and no sources of economy. He has stated that the roads are in a deplorable state in Kasama, hence trade is limited. Mr. Walia has since advised the government to specify the certain initiatives are for urban areas.
Another disadvantage is Nyaya. We need to have an official shopping mall by Abidi. We need to have a bus station here. The market is here. You see, we have to have factories, we have to have industries.
Economic Front President Winter Kawimba has stated that the party wants to get citizens to run the economy if ushered into office. Mr. Kawimba has noted that the model of capitalization will continue failing because the Zambian economy was not designed to be independent of the former colonial masters. He has added that the Economic Front organizes that the third world economy cannot liberate its people. He was speaking on the Bottom Line program on One Love Radio in Lusaka. United Party for National Development, UPND, Deputy Youth Chairperson Trevor Mwinde says the situation at the University of Zambia is very unfortunate and borders on the representation of the area member of parliament for Munali. Mr. Mwinde says MPs must live close to the people they represent, while stating that if the area MP for Munali, Mike Mposha, had a close relationship with students at UNSA, he would have prevented the sanitation challenges at the institution, especially that he is former Minister of Water and Sanitation. He says Mr. Mposha, being a sitting cabinet Minister of Green Economy and Environment, would have communicated with other line ministries to resolve the sanitation crisis at UNSA. He has further stated that the duty of MPs is not just to enact laws, but they should also have the passion to resolve problems in their constituencies, and has described the situation at UNSA as a wake-up call for the Munali MP.
As a politician, we must have a honest, sincere dialogue with the people we represent. So to MP Mike Mposha, Honorable Mike Mposha, we call upon you to handsomely get involved. Even when you would want to go to another constituency, your mandate has not yet expired in Munali. So we expect you to participate fully, to be side by side with all the relevant institutions and authorities that are addressing the situation in University of Zambia more so because we would also want to put the facts right.
In church news, the Alliance Council of Bishops has called on members of the public to use the Easter holiday to reflect on the life of Christ in terms of humility, peace and love. Speaking to One Love Radio News Council spokesperson, Bishop Charles Peary says Christians should exhibit the life of Christ by promoting love, peace and oneness. He has also cautioned the general public to avoid the consumption of harmful substances such as alcohol, avoid traveling long distances for the purposes of safety. He has further advised families to spend the Easter holiday by going to church, sitting down as families to reflect on the goodness of Christ in the nation of Zambia. We take a break.
For latest, informative and unbiased news, tune into One Love Radio for the News Bulletin at 6:45.
We should promote what you call competitiveness, but how do we do it?
13 hours and 18 hours.
Speaking on the Kickstart Breakfast Show on One Love Radio, Mr. Silas says Dr. Kaunda was a gallant leader.
Call us for news tips on 0953-491655 or plus 260-211-224-404. Send an email to onelovenews@gmail.com or visit our website at www.onelovezambia.com. One Love Radio, inspiring, touching, life-changing radio.
In international news, for more in foreign news, here is the BBC. That's all we had for the news, but before we go, a look at the headlines again. An elderly citizen in Kasama has raised concern on how the 24-hour economy will work in rural areas where there are no factories or industries. The Alliance Council of Bishops has called on members of the public to use the Easter holiday to reflect on the life of Christ in terms of humility, peace, and love. Thank you for listening to One Love Radio. Call us for news tips on 0972-400-816 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com or visit our website at www.onelovezambia.com. I'm Kate Banda. Stay blessed.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
One Love Radio. We've only just begun.